3, 2. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing Show with Lon and Matron. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2014. And before I share some vital information with you, please pull up the triple light beams if you'd like, and Ron will activate those for us in a few minutes. I also wanted to let you know that Ron has weekly and monthly special conference calls and also will be attending the 2014 New Life Expo in New York, and that will actually occur next week starting October 17th. And he might even share a little bit with us about what's happening that during that event. And Ron also has created Divine Heart-Based Healings on creationlightship.com, and they're conveniently available 24/7. And included on the left side of creationlightship.com are the search box and free sample healings. And on the right side is Wikipedia question and answer, plus an option to sign up for the newsletter. So be sure and do that if you're new and you haven't had a chance. And tonight we'll be reading the chat room and also emails or testimonials, questions, and the emails may be sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And without further ado, let's welcome on.
Okay, hi everybody. So think of a situation that you're dealing with. It may have been, during this week. Today's Friday. It'll be the end of most people's week. And think of it right now or release it. Release that one particular situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see how that's doing. And let's energize the light beams. Oh, remember, there's three of them, so I'll bring up the first one. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. Middle light beam, which should be non-gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last one will be female energy. I'll use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So I thought we'd have people tonight, if you want to call in, you can, about paranormal situations. And if you have any special questions that you'd like to have answered, maybe from previous shows, you could type those into the chat room there. And if not, call in. So we'll kind of gear the show toward people's questions tonight. This way, it'll be more of a personal show for you. And so we'll just maybe do nothing here till we get somebody who is brave enough to either call in or type something. So, Cindy, we have a break for a while. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Let's just sit back and relax. Well, while we're waiting, I actually could give the call-in number tonight for Station 2, and that is 1-888-429-5471. And call in and let us know what topic you'd like to talk about, or if you have a testimonial, that would be great, too. Well, Ron, also while we're waiting, would you like to share just a little bit about the expo coming up next week?
Oh, yeah. So next week I'll be in New York. Boy. And should have a great expo, be there doing lectures and the workshop. So if you're in that area, come and see us. And it's at the Hotel Pennsylvania, just across from Penn Station. So hope to see all of you. Yeah, we just can't get one gigantic CLS party back in New York there or something. But anyway, I'll be back there. So definitely come if you're around and see us. We have the light chamber up, and we'll have lots of fun, energizing pictures for people. And I'll be doing some clearings, too, and having some great lectures and workshops. So, back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Our moderator has put the links for events in the chat room, so if you happen to be in the chat room, you can check that out. Otherwise, if you are listening only without access, you could go on to the New Life Expo 2014, and then you should be able to find that information. Okay, well, we do have a couple of questions. One is there a portal at the center of Earth?
Boy, that's a, I have no way to answer that question. There are many portals, maybe thousands of them, so there are things that go into the Earth, through the Earth. And remember, we don't really, at least the public doesn't really know about the technologies and how to make these things, make the vortexes, the portals, the jump points to go from one place to the other. The governments, I'm sure, know all about that, and they're using those. But as far as the public, no. So from there, you know, there are a lot of underground stuff. You can sort of feel energies as you walk through them, not be able to connect to them or go somewhere and vanish, you know. There has to be some type of technique to use to be transported somewhere else. So back to you, Cindy.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Another question. Aren't clones, entities, and aliens all programmed in unison for the dark side agenda?
Okay, so, well, entities are emotional bodies, so those are running a program. And that program, as far as I'm know and am concerned about, is that that's the person that lived, you know, and that the emotional body how has that program transferred onto it. Much like your spirit has the same thing when you die. Your spirit's full of the emotional gunk. And that needs to get cleaned out so that, well, the aliens clean it out for you so that when you come in, you're brand new again. But if it wasn't cleaned out, they probably wouldn't want you here because at that point, they don't want a spirit that's half dead or dead, almost or almost completely dead, from some type of physical condition. So they have to take all that programming off. So your spirit's programmed by the life that it's living. All the other bodies are also programmed. And this is brought forth from the DNA. So the DNA kind of starts it off. And then from there, you know, the clones do run on a program. I don't know if they're going to be running the amount of programs that you run because they're fairly new here. They could even have more programs, but or they have ones that aren't activated yet. So the clones are a whole new thing, the ones that are coming in now. You know, we've had clones for a long time here. Look at some of those old movies where you see people doing some weird things, or maybe they're a shapeshifter doing things looking human. Everything here is programmed. And can that program be activated, you know, from your past ancestors, you know? You know, do you have a program in you that could possibly maybe make you a lot of money. You know, we'll look at the positive thing, if that's positive, or one that can take all the money away. You know, is that there? And is that situation still going to be with you? And what activates that? And so that kind of goes into, you know, if you're being activated by something you don't know nothing about, that could be like a curse or a spell put on you or some type of energy that you know nothing about, but all of a sudden things start happening to you. So can you be, in a sense, living a life, and we'll just say maybe life was great for you, and then all of a sudden you hit 40 years of age. Oh, that's for the older people, middle-aged people, I should say. And all of a sudden your life falls apart, and you go, wow, what's going on here, you know? Well, that could be a curse from your ancestors, okay? That's one way to look at it. So is it in your DNA? Most likely it would be. Are they living inside of you? Well, did they body hop into you? The entities like to do that, go from generation to generation, okay? And then what are they getting out of that? And maybe who is the handler in this lifetime for that curse to be activated? Well, there's all different ways you can look at it. And what don't they want you to do? You know, maybe you're doing something. And it seems like most people, when you start looking at life, you know, a lot of people say, man, I was having this really great day, you know. I found my $20 bill on the ground, and, oh, I'm wonderful. You've all had this situation, and all of a sudden something happens so you can spend it, you know, that, you know, that something goes on in your life which is negative. So I guess that would kind of relate to, in a sense, is how far, this may sound a little weird, but you may all understand it, how far will the dark side let you go before they get angry with you, okay, before they start having situations occurring in your life, like the person who's 40, maybe they had a great life, and they go, well, this person's life is too good. They really accomplished a lot in the last, you know, 15 years of their life. They went to college, they got this degree, and they're doing wonderful. And now, you know, we're going to really whack them good because, you know, they're getting too much freedom. And, you know, they feel great. Now we're going to put the screws to them, you know. So, you know, that happens to, you know, a lot of people. You wonder what the heck's going on, because the day before it was great and today it isn't, you know. It's sort of like if you had a car accident, you know, and, you know, the day before or the hour before, you're probably doing wonderful, you know. Maybe you're in your car thinking how wonderful the day went, you know. You went to the beach, you did this, you did that, you know, and it was great. Maybe you saw some old friends and you're really happy. And then all of a sudden you get in a car wreck on the way home, and you go, man, that really spoiled it, you know. What's going on here? So it sort of amounts to how far is and will the light, you know, work with you, you know, as you're experiencing light, and the darkness doesn't want that to happen. So there's all these people around who live in darkness who want to take you down or to steal your light that you're emitting. And then from there they start stealing your spirit. So a solid human tap here is their spirit energy, which produces light and a different consciousness. Dark side, like I've always said, wants to take a piece of you. That's why, you know, you need to be more conscious of what's going on in your life and to protect your body. Really not go out of your body. You go out of your body, you're going to have an accident because you lost your psychic radar, we'll say, and things can happen to you. And sometimes, you know, when you're really happy, you may be out of your body. You know, you're looking at things out there, you know, visualizing things or whatever. You don't really realize it. Oh, you know? And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe you're walking and you're kind of daydreaming. And you walk into a streetlight pole or something, and you bang your head or something. And you didn't really see it because you were having so much fun, but you're out of your body, not recognizing what it was. So that's sort of what happens. Fortunately, that's what happens on Earth here. Oh, I think I heard a little beep there. So we have somebody online, a caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Yes, my name is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. I was trying to call you yesterday on the 877 number, and it seems to be disconnected.
I got to check into that. It's some kind of technical difficulty or something, so I don't know what that is. So how can I help you?
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week at the New Life Expo.
Great. Have you been there before?
Yes, I was there. I met you back in March. I was telling you a story that that I have deep feelings for a person by the name Pasquale, and I believe that there was a curse on me every time to find love. And every time I see Pasquale, something bad happens. And you told me that I have an entity attachment, and I went into the light chamber, and when I came out of there, I felt lighter. I felt like something has lifted from me. And I actually did see Pasquale in July, and nothing happened. So
okay, well, remember, everybody has free will, free choice.
I know. But
it's hard to have your wishes, bring forth somebody else in your life, because everybody has free will, free choice.
I know. But you were telling me about the entity attachment.
Yes.
I catched the bouquet in 85. 2 years later, the person I was in love with dies. I catch a bouquet in 97. The person I was in love with dies 2 years later. And I'm talking about that, and you were telling me that this entity attachment doesn't what? You define love. That this man who passed on, who didn't go to the light, wants me for himself, and that's why bad things will happen every time I find love.
That does happen, yes.
Right.
So the entity clearing should get rid of that person. You might do the deceased loved one's entity clearing on this person that you think is connected to you. And remember, these entities can go from lifetime to lifetime and have interfere with your life. As far as having somebody die, that's like the ultimate energy. If they are doing that to a person, that's very, very bad.
And it's like I'll tell you something else that just happened. The first time I was with Pasquale, actually went to Las Vegas back in August. And last month, just a few weeks ago, my cousin died in Las Vegas. So that's really scaring me right now with this entity attachment.
Yeah.
So I
would do the deceased loved one, even though it's not a loved entity, but see if you can get that energy off of you. And it could be, coming back from past generations, too, maybe there's a history of that, and they sort of are using that history in this lifetime, recycling it like a copy and paste.
Yeah. But I tell you, when I did that entity, when I went in the light chamber, when I came out of there, I didn't tell you that I felt, when I left the New Life Expo, I felt wonderful afterwards. Like, I felt light. I felt like I was being a ballerina. How light that felt. And
it
worked.
The chamber does nice things. So that's great. Yeah, it takes off a lot of the crud around you, and you do feel lighter. Almost everybody, when they go in there, I'd say 99% of the people leave with a smile on their face. And they don't really know what happened. They know they went in there, and they do feel lighter, maybe more self-assured, and also peaceful. Remember, when you're peaceful, you're going to start smiling a lot and feel better. And then other people will take you out of that peace. But, yeah, that's what the chamber does, is help everybody out that way as far as real basic general clearing where you're feeling better.
Yeah, and as I said, that when I did see Pasquale in July, nothing happened to me or my family after I saw him. Like, every time when I see him, something bad always happens. And that's why I felt that the entity has left me alone. But like what happened to my cousin last month is starting to scare me right now, that that somebody else, another entity has approached me and is doing the same thing. So I'm looking forward to going in that chamber next Friday.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I say, you know, do the five times for $40. That's in your
uh-huh.
budget. If you're going to be there for a couple of days, then, you know, do the $100 one.
No, just one. No, I'm just going to go Friday.
Okay, well,
all right,
well, get in there and, you know, if you want to get cleaned out good, then do the five sessions, you know. You need to have some space in between them a little bit, but, you know, do that. It'll help you out a lot more.
So when I come, because I saw on your website how beautiful the sessions, like for cord cutting, cord removing, and entity removing on Fridays. I hope that I just need. You said I just need five sessions.
Well, if you do five, it'll help you out a lot more than just doing one. The first one is just like a cleansing, and then the other ones. The other four that you would have would be like more internal healing, typically.
Okay. And actually,
yeah, everybody
is
different. Some people go in once and they have actual physical healing done, but normally the
uh-huh.
first time through is just like, you know, a nice, nice shower. So that's how it works.
Yeah, but I need a bath to remove everything else.
Yes, yeah, so go in there, you know, and, you know, if you're going to come. And do, you know, five sessions, and that's what I would do if you're only coming for one day.
All right.
Okay.
But I could go there, and then I could go online with your various sessions that you have.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Okay, great. You have a lecture at 9 o'clock, I think, Friday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Patty.
Thank you.
Well, Ron, Patty brought up a good point, the light infusion chamber that you will have at the New Life Expo. And are you allowing people to send pictures for you to take into the light infusion chamber?
What we normally do is people could email me a picture of them. It's $100, and we'll put the picture into the chamber for, you know, the 3 days that we're there. So whenever the chamber is on, the person would have the energy coming to them. I think
can
I had someone who had a dog once quite a while ago, and the dog got a wonderful healing just from having the dog, you know, picture with them in the chamber. So it also works with people, too. But, you know, animals, people are more connected to animals normally than they are, you know, maybe even themselves. But it's kind of neat when I hear animals having a instantaneous healing. You know, it's very, very nice. Yeah, if anybody wants to do that, just send me an email and go into donation. I mean, you know, the confirmation of the payment, and I'll print it out. Put your picture in there. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. That was my next question. How does the payment work? And our moderator will be posting that information and noting that we need to email you the receipt. So that's good. Well, I do have another question about the blood chamber, and the question is, do you have photos of the healing chamber put up at the expo?
No, we don't.
And the comment, the light infusion chamber is amazing.
And most people that... I guess the people that's been in it throughout the years, they'll come in and do the unlimited and out, you know, for a day or two just going in it. I kind of recommend if you are going to do that, you know, you need to go in probably, you know, 10 times. You know, you could go in 15, but 10 to 12 seems to be what most people, I think, could be using after watching people. And they're like floating, you know. They're really clean and clear, and they feel just wonderful. I don't know if you did it much more than that, if it'd be any benefit, because it seems like most people that I talk with, you know, 10 to 12 times is plenty, you know. Well, that's what I would say. And it depends on how dense you are, but I have had people go in maybe like 20 times, and I don't know if it was that much more of a benefit for them over maybe 10 times, you know. May have got a little bit more off, but typically once you do the first five, and then maybe do you know, if you got the unlimited, you know, then you know, you're, you know, if you got five or you know maybe eight more or something, you know, or whatever, that's probably all that you'd need. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, thank you, Ron. Okay, have another question. How do zombies fit into the picture? Are they clones, or what are they?
Well, I think I'm not a specialist on zombies, but I think they're probably more like shapeshifters, or they're all the pictures that we've seen of zombies, like, you know, on the different movies and things, they somehow want to, you know, clutch at people, and then from there try to eat them. So I'm sure that if it was a human, they wouldn't be a zombie. If they were just numbed out, they wouldn't want to eat anybody. So they're a body that's been taken over that looks physical. So could it be a physical body that you're seeing? Well, it could be another body copying the blueprint that the person would have. Oh, we'll just say that we have Mary one day, and then she turns into a zombie you know, the next day, and it looks like Mary, but is it Mary? Is it some alien posing as Mary because they want to eat people? Would Mary wanted to eat people? Well, maybe she's really, really hungry, and there's no food around. That could be a possibility, but typically, Mary's not going to want to eat people, but in all the different zombie movies, they do. So I would say it'd be a taken-over body, maybe another body that's fabricated, and then they do what they do. So, and you got to watch out for Halloween coming up here. What's going to happen on Halloween? And those costumes are still around now, and people are buying them. So can you become infected by somebody, you know, wearing something as they walk through a store or something, having their costume on? Yeah, it's possible. You know, just stay away from zombies, you know, and, you know, people that are, you know, having the big teeth, you know, sticking out, and the, you know, the ones that like to draw blood, you know. Just stay away from those people because you don't know what's in their body. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the person. They go, oh, it's like Dracula here, you know. They may accidentally want to bite your neck or something, then say they're sorry. Well, whatever came into them really wanted to have that taste of blood. So, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Well, with zombies, I knew there were some old movies about zombies, but recently I saw a lottery ticket with the zombie theme, and there's a larger town near me that actually has a zombie, like a zombie night, and everybody gets dressed up and goes down to, well, to the bars, and probably picks up entities, and they're all dressed up, and then the big thing is to bite somebody, and not like bite hard, but still, and so that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever you're wearing can make you change who you are. So, you know, let's say that you put on a baseball cap, and maybe you have a favorite baseball team, and you happen to have the clothing for that. So you put the shirt on and the pants on and the shoes. Well, all of a sudden, you're going to be bringing entities into you who, you know, like to play baseball. And all of a sudden, your persona would change. You're now that type of person. So whatever you're wearing is going to do that. It's like Dr. Jekyll with Mr. Hyde, you know. So, you know, when people change, you know, I'll just use the word uniform, you know, as they go from their casual clothes and put on some type of uniform, does their personality change, and do they have that mindset of that other type of person? More than likely, yes, uh-huh. So, you know, it's like they say, you know, more simply, you know, are you, you're wearing a different hat right now, you know? You know, if you just think of, we'll just look at maybe a fireman, for instance. So, you know, maybe the person's on a volunteer fire department, you know, and all of a sudden the fire happens and they get a phone call or whatever, and then they run to the fire station and they put on the clothes. Now they're wearing the hat of a fireman. Who they were before is out the window. Now they're at a whole different energy level to go out and, say, fight a fire, which... battle a fire or put out a fire, and that they're using that energy for, you know, with the suit that they're wearing, the clothing, which has its own energy on it, because now they're thinking of one thing which they weren't thinking about before, and their whole personality could possibly change. Well, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Very interesting. Okay, another question. Ron, are you willing to talk about Ebola, what it really is, and how we can best protect ourselves against it?
It's not on my timeline.
Ah.
Okay, so...
so we should add that to our timeline crash?
Well, if you're worried about it, then add it onto your timeline crash. It's not in my timeline. It doesn't exist for me, even though it may be out there in the media. So that's all that I can say. It's not on my timeline, and I'm choosing not to tie into that timeline, bring forth some of that energy to me. So I want to be peaceful. Well, that is an alien energy. Anything that we have here is alien. So, you know, you are seeing an alien life form coming into people's bodies and is destroying it. But aside from that, you know, I don't want to be in that timeline to experience that experience. Now, if I was in that timeline, then I would do timeline crashes on it and get out of it. And, you know, that's like any kind of situation that you're involved with that you see happening around you or to you. Do you want to be in that experience? Okay? So if you want to be in that experience, then you're probably in it because you're seeing it, okay? And if you want to get out of it, if it's a negative thing for you, then... do timeline crashes to remove yourself from that timeline. You know, I guess the sad thing is that even though the website is on the internet and we have timeline crashes, if people knew about this, they would be doing timeline crashes daily to get off of the alien-controlled matrix timelines that they create for people to live on. And so, you know, if you know people that are having difficulties, situations or whatever, remember, you know, that's the way life is here, then they need to do the timeline crashes to help themselves out to get off of those timelines that may be causing them harm or situations, you know. So
mm-hmm.
The whole thing is you want to become peaceful. And, you know, that's the whole thing is how is your peace? Okay. And most people are not peaceful, especially if you're in a country where there's war. There's no peace there. That's where the mind to heart drop comes in. And then from there you do, you know, timeline crashes to get off of all that energy that's being projected to you, control you, program, so you don't harm somebody else. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Thank you, Ron.
The hard thing is that if you look at younger people, let's just take somebody, you know, a young child who's maybe, let's just say, I don't know, you know, probably the age of two on, you know, and they're trying to experience life, and they don't know the boundaries. So you get a child maybe that's five or six, we'll just say, just picking on that age, you know, and they don't know everything, you know, and so you have to teach them how to live here. But, you know, they're doing what they want to do, as, you know, with kind of no background to what could happen and consequences. So they would not even know about timeline crashes. They're trying to make their way in society here and trying to live and to learn, you know, and to do things that they want to do. That's why, you know, typically they go to school, I guess, and the teacher tells them and instructs them how to live life here. Also, you know, the parents do that too. So you get somebody who's really young, they're not going to do timeline crashes. But, you know, at some point, you know, as you get older, you start realizing that, yeah, I made it this far. And, you know, you look at your life and evaluate it. And then you may say, well, yeah, I don't like this situation. How do I change it? Well, the timeline crash is the easiest way to do that for you. Because your past brought you to where you are now, and there could be a lot of programs running in you, plus also handlers around you, handling you to do things. Want to get rid of the handlers so you can be free and not being checked up by the aliens. And also, and do the timeline crashes so you can become more peaceful. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, I believe I heard a beep. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, Ron. It's Barbara. I had an experience a few days ago. I got a new pair of pajama bottoms. And I thought, well, you know, I'll put these on. And I put them on, and they were a little long. And I was looking down at them, and the pants legs, I was standing on the back of the pants legs and had probably, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches laying all over my shoes there. And I thought, well, it's kind of cool tonight. I'm not going to worry with hemming them tonight. I'm just going to wear them. So I went to bed and wore the pajama bottoms, and I got up the next morning, and I thought, well, I got to get me some coffee. So I walked, and I looked in front of the mirror there and look at the pants legs and see how long they were then, and they were still real long, laying all over the floor. I walked out the kitchen. I made some coffee. I was gone about 2 minutes. I come back, and while I was walking down the hall, I thought, you know, I got to hem these pants legs so I can wear these because they're real comfortable, but they are too long. I don't want to trip over them. So I looked in the mirror, and one of the pants legs was shorter than the other one. It had shortened up to where it was just above my slipper, and the other one was 4.5 to 5 inches longer on the floor, all over the shoe, and I was standing on it. And I went, okay, this is different. So I thought, well, I'll take them off and I'll measure them and see if there's something wrong with me. Checked me out. Me was fine. No changes with me. So I laid the pajama bottoms on the bed and measured them. Yeah, It was 4.5, 5 inches. And I went, this is not right. So I put them back on again, still the same. I wore them for a while longer because I had to have something on. No changes. They didn't change back. So I put them in the laundry, and they're still that way.
Very interesting.
So somehow or other, I jumped timelines or something in between walking from looking at them in the mirror, because it's a full-length mirror, and seeing how long they were, and then walking to the kitchen. I made the coffee. I was gone like 2 minutes. I come back. I didn't go to bed. I didn't go to sleep. I didn't go anywhere and didn't take them off. All I did was go make coffee, and I come back, and the pants leg was shorter. Then another interesting thing happened just before I took them off. I was walking along, and I went, you know, these pants legs are way, way too long on that side there. I wonder how long I need to shorten it up. And you know, I saw that pants leg shorten 2 inches
on
my body.
Wow.
And then I watched it lengthen again back to where it was. And the 2 inches wouldn't have fixed it. But I actually saw it physically shorten up 2 inches just looking at it.
Yeah, it's not like a timeline, you're on a timeline and you were getting the thoughts of what you needed to do and then it was done. And very interesting.
I thought it was different. But I knew I had jumped timelines because something had to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And then some other weirdy things have happened, too. Like I've noticed that structural things in the house are different. Like, I'll go to the bathroom, and the wall, you know, people make a wall, right? And that's pretty well a permanent thing. And I'll go to the bathroom, and I'll look at the wall, and it's made out of a different material. And I'll go, okay, now this is different. And then I'll come back again, and it's back the same, or it never changes. It goes one way or the other with it.
Juan, are we talking about needing to do timeline crashes, get on a different timeline?
She's experiencing the timelines in reality of what's happening. So you're actually on the other timelines, and you're actually physically being able to see those timelines. Most people don't have that luxury, to see what's going on. So.
Well, I think, too, Ron, sometimes I'm actually leaving a timeline and not going back to it. Like it's crashing, and I'm experiencing the crash in the middle of it because the pants leg did not go back to its length. And the bathroom wall did not change back to the other material.
That's very interesting.
So, I thought it was different. Sci-fi night. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody else is going, wow. Thank you for calling. Great.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. Good night.
Hey. Bye.
Well, Ron, we do have few more questions, and one is asking about what healing would a person do for a cold, like a sinus and ear throat type of infection?
So you might try the alien oxygen one. Might be codes in there preventing you from having the good oxygen coming to you. That would be one thing you could do. you heard things on the radio and the media about maybe the weather, maybe that colds are coming about or something. I haven't heard anything, but I don't listen to the TV. But maybe you're reading something, and that brought it upon you. So you could do a media clearing. Now let's just say that it's happening to you and you haven't heard anything. Since we have the blood moon and that could be affecting your body, I would probably do a clearing before that, timeline crashes or something, or even the planet star cording clearing, just because of the way the moon is behaving now. So that's what I would suggest. If you've had it for a while and you can't get rid of it, then by all means, you may want to do, you know, the bundle that we have for Body Jumpstart. But it doesn't sound like it's, you know, that major of a thing, but it could be. From there, you know, get off the timelines and check out and see when it occurred. Maybe there's some kind of key date going on. In fact, I'll clear the 10-10 today, since we are at 10-10. So here we go, clearing the 10s. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just kind of see how that's helping you out there. Have any ideas?
Is there a sample?
That line?
No, sorry. I was just wondering if there's another sample clearing that could be done for anyone out there experiencing type of cold issue. I know it's deeper than that, but is there something you can help kickstart?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other clearing we have, you know.
How about one of the alien oxygen numbers?
Yeah, we can do that. So have everybody pick a number, and we'll clear away the number of oxygen. So here we go. Just think of a number that you might be suffering with where it's printing you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is an alien oxygen program, and you're getting a program to connect to you to cause you harm. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that's helped you. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron. Ron's healings are on creationlightship.com, and you can put the main topic of what you're looking for in the search box and should be able to find the healing, or you can just look on the left-hand side because there are recommended healings and other topical healings there. But we have an email, and it's paranormal. This is Paranormal Friday. My sister told me about these ghost lights that come out every night. It's 30 miles north of where she lives in Waters, Michigan. She says that people come from all over to view them, and this writer would like to know, are they alien lights or man-made?
They feel man-made to me. So they came about somehow. They feel man-made. How, I don't know, but that's what they feel like. I'll talk about that cold situation, okay? What you might do, you know, it's hard to go back into the past, but did the person or yourself, if you have a cold now or some kind of situation, how were you maybe a year ago? What were you doing a year ago? Because things recycle. And can come about, you know, as like an anniversary date or whatever. So what happened to you a year ago if you got the cold today? Did you have a cold last year? Did they do a copy and paste on you? Okay, that's one way to look at it. maybe you could be running maybe for, let's just say, since we're 10 days into the month here, let's just say that you're running 10 days of a copy and paste of last year. And, you know, your life was going good. And the aliens don't want you to have a nice life because it was maybe good, you know, for a bunch of times. Maybe you had a similar scenario happening, you know, maybe for 5 years. But you don't remember this because who's going to remember what happened, you know, unless you had a birthday or some special event. And maybe the aliens said, oh, we'll fix this person. We'll give them an accident or a situation or, you know, a bad cold or something. So look and see how the last few years of your life at the same basic time is affecting you, because they just go by dates. But today, you know, being two tens, you know, what does that mean? You know, is there anything that could be happening to you with the 10 numbers? You know, I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, tens you don't like. Maybe you're allergic to tens and now you got two of them, you know. That could be a possibility. Maybe there's a special alien program that deals with tens. Oh, so I don't know. Just kind of look and see if you have a situation happening. Because you're only 10 days into the month of 10. Is it going to give you something going on the 20th? No? Two 10s added together? I don't know. You know, but you could always do some timeline crashes and get out of those situations. Maybe for some reason, you know, you're sensing something happening to you, and you, or maybe you go to bed at night and you go, man, tomorrow's going to be a really rough day. I don't know why, but I'm kind of sensing this. And maybe, you know, tomorrow will be the 11th. And you go, geez, that's 10-11. You know, what does that mean to me? I don't have a clue, but I just feel kind of eerie. You know, something's looming over me. Well, do some timeline crashes because you're being connected to something against your free will. Your body won't lie to you. If it's feeling, you know, a little goofy or out of sorts or something, then kind of look into it. Like I said, you know, most people don't know what's going on, you know. So, you know, just do a timeline crash maybe for feeling upset, or maybe you got a rock on your stomach or something, you know, and you just don't feel right. Maybe you feel a little dizzy. Maybe you all of a sudden got some pains from who knows where. Your body is telling you that, you know, maybe tomorrow could be a rough day for you. You know, if you feel that way when you look at it. So do timeline crashes because you're being taken out of your peace. And then you're going to be put on timelines that may not be beneficial for you. Well, that's what I would say to do. And so, you know, look at what happened, you know, if you have a cold right now, then did you have a cold last year? Is it copy and pasted? Okay, that's what I'm saying. And maybe you got too far being happy this time of year. You know, maybe you had 5 good years and the aliens go, well, we'll fix this person. You know, we don't want them to have another happy year, so we're going to do a sabotage and get together with the soul family members. Maybe they have a handler to direct you to make a mistake or something. You know, all these different things can happen. So, you know, this is our paranormal night, so we can talk about stuff like this. You know, so just look at, you know, what's going on. What's controlling you, making you do things that you may not really want to do? And are you conscious enough to really understand it or at least get a clue? But if you do feel like something's kind of lurking or ominous, you know, or whatever around the corner, and, you know, you go, man, this Saturday feels like going to be a rough day tomorrow, you know, well, then figure out what it might be and do some timeline crashes. You know, maybe you want to change your day around. Maybe you're put in a certain program pattern to have things happen to you, and maybe you plan to go to the grocery store in the morning and or do something else after that. Maybe you got your whole day lined out. Well, change the order on it so that you're going to be in a different location. Get out of that timeline. Get away from those people that are controlling you. And then your soul family may have set you up something. So by changing your reality, like I mentioned, I think on the last show, you know, you get up in the morning, you do whatever you do every day, you're probably doing it down to the minute, you know. And from there, you know, you take off to go to work. Well, change your routine. See how that's going to make it feel for you. And be out of the program. Back to you, Cindy.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Well, we have about 4 minutes left for the show. We have another email that seems similar to what Barbara was experiencing, and that included objects appearing, disappearing, things floating in the air. And she also feels like there are different timelines for each room. So I know that you suggested clearing that would help. It just seems like a lot to have in one home.
Yeah, it's hard to say what happened. Yeah, everybody has a different deck of cards dealt to them, and what's controlling you? That's the whole thing. Are you in peace, or is something else out there controlling you, you know, to have situations? And are those situations harming your spirit? Oh, so that's the whole thing, is you want to become more in the now, fully understand how to live life here and not have external situations pull you into a reality that you may not want to be in. And, you know, aside from that, you have peer pressure. So, you know, it's best to keep your own center. I'd be like, you know, I guess let's like talk maybe back in New York here. Maybe you're on the, let's just say that you're on a subway, but they're normally all underground, but we'll just say that you're on a subway and, you know, you're coming to a certain location and the subway stops and the doors open up and somebody on the outside says, oh, man, you know, a block from here, there's a gigantic hole that formed in the ground. It's like, wow, it's really something, you know. It goes down 200 feet and it appeared out of nowhere. So most people would probably run out of that car to go look at that hole in the ground, okay? Well, that's the time you want to get centered and say, you know, do I really want to go there? That hole going to expand out and eat up more people or cause harm? Most people are not going to even, you know, think twice. They're going to go investigate. So you may just want to take another subway. You go in the other direction to get far away from that. But, you know, most people, that program was given to them by maybe the person outside on the subway station saying, hey, there's a hole in the ground over here. Right away, everybody grabbed onto that program, and now they're being controlled by that program to go look at the hole in the ground. So did they use their free will, free choice? Yeah, they did. But did they stop to get centered to see what to do next? Okay? So that's the whole thing, is don't allow external experiences to sabotage you. Get back to your center and just see what you need to do at that time. Oh, we got a few minutes more. We can go to five after, Cindy. So any other comments out there?
Oh, excellent. Well, the same person was seeing lights all over the neighborhood and wonders if it's aliens or a government experiment.
Well, if it's lights, it feels like it's more government. No, it's done by people here, so I don't think it's alien. I won't say it's government, but it feels like it's produced here. So that's
okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. And also she wants to know if remote viewers are looking in on her, and my thought is, do the remote viewing clearing. If you think it, and if you ask it.
Yeah. There's nothing that's sacred any longer, you know. I can bring forth that little spy bulb that I've got from the underground just to show people what it's like. It'll float in the air. It'll look at everybody. You can't see it, but you can sure feel the presence on it. So, you know, I have two of those available. the old model and the new model, and they allow me to bring them forward. Whoever is in charge of that is one of the medical soup agencies. All of them have three letters normally, and they allow me to show people this. Also, you know, I've had fun taking out microphones and out of people's ears, and also cameras out of their eyes. So, and let's say you get released, they go, "Wow, I can see better." And people, they go, "Well, you know, yeah, I'm seeing better. Did I really have one of those in me, you know? And where did it go to? And who's looking through my eyes, you know? Well, I don't know about that. I know I can remove them. But, you know, I don't know who's doing that or what's doing that." I guess, more, you know, I think the what's are probably more than the who's. So what is it, you know? I'm taking advantage of this here.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it? You know, so I might do that at the expo if somebody brings it up. If you're listening and I have one of my lectures and, you know, you want to take notes, you may have to take notes before you come into the lecture because you're going to more than likely be in peace energy, and maybe what you thought you wanted to talk about will no longer, you know, be in your consciousness. That does happen. The whole thing is very interesting. What we don't know, and, you know, clearings are here to help you, to get you out of that negativity, if you want to use that word, or get you into your peace. Or this place is filled full of stuff, and don't want to sink, you know, in the negativity. You want to try to stay above it, or at least stay in neutral with what's going on. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thanks, Juan, for that information. We do have another, well, actually a request, and I'm wondering if this is something that could be done for many pets, asking if we'd be able to do a pet healing tonight.
Oh, I had a pet clearing on BBS 2 weeks ago, so you could go in there and to the archive. That will work for you.
Okay. That is right, actually. If you look at the archive link in the CLS chat, you'll see that animal show is listed there. I'll try to post it or have the moderator post it up there for us, too. So thanks for the reminder, Ron. That is great. Well, there seems to be some conversation going on about something else. Let me see here. Okay, here's something. Is there a way we can get rid of our handler or change their agenda?
That's a good one. Probably not, but you could get maybe somebody else, or just know that you have a handler, the person's watching you, and try not to make waves, but do what you want to do when you're not around them. And, you know, it's hard to say, you know, like I said, people have the cameras in their eyes and stuff, so your handler could have that. And all they're doing is checking on you maybe once a week. You know? Maybe you see, you know, Uncle Harry once a week. Can you go out for coffee or something? And he asks you all kinds of questions. The clones do that a lot now. They want to see, collect data from you, you know? They're just a way to collect data. How are you today? What have you been doing? What do you plan to do? Stuff like that. You probably have all heard that from people. After they get satisfied with the little program, then they're fine and they leave you alone. So from there, but anyway, your handler, just you know, they're just to make sure that you're going to be a good programmed specimen for whoever is keeping tabs on you. I had one lady ask me that, and I had a really, really rough night in battles, right? The night before. So I think I went in to get a cinnamon roll. Went there to get one, and she goes, "Well, how are you today?" and what have you been doing, and all this stuff. And I looked at her. I didn't want to tell her what I was doing, because she wouldn't really probably even understand it. I just told her, I said, well, what I do is classified. Didn't do anything. She just kind of looked. And for most people, they'd probably go, huh? You know, she didn't go, huh? She just looked and said, oh, okay. I don't think she has the word "applied" in her vocabulary, in her database, you know. Okay, I guess the answer is there. You know, I got satisfied. You know, I got to go look this word up, you know, after this guy leaves or something, you know. I don't like being questioned like that at all, because everything is so on the surface with me after doing all this stuff that I really can't tell people, you know, anything, because they wouldn't get it. Just get through living with something and somebody asks you that question. That'd be like, you know, if your dog just got run over, you know, and it died, and you go into a store and they go, oh, where's your dog? I like seeing your dog with you. And you go, oh, geez, you know, you can tell them that it got run over, you know?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Those things that you go, you know, just leave me alone. You know, give me my space, you know? So, time for the Mind to Heart Drop. We're past our time. So here we go, everybody. So we're going to command your spirit to drop your thoughts from your head into your heart to give you peace. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Naturally, you have to command your spirit. If you don't do so, then you're in the mental realm, and you're connected to the mind matrix and the aliens. So here we go. Command on your spirit, so you're in the now. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, BBS. See you later. Got a show tomorrow. Same time, same station.